time now for us to welcome in our very next guest. A Hall of Famer once, but she will be a Hall of Famer again 2 weeks from this coming Thursday. Mary Herrick joining us here in studio. Mary, thank you so much for coming in. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
Well, congratulations first and foremost. For those out there that remember when Mary was playing tennis here in the area, she was undefeated in her remarkable high school career, but Thursday, August 15th, she's being inducted into the United States Professional Tennis Association Midwest Division Hall of Fame. Gotta be a really, really cool honor to be inducted into any Hall of Fame, but I know this one is especially special to you.
Yes, it certainly is. Thank you, and I really appreciate it. Actually, it was very surprising. I didn't realize so many years had gone by so quickly when they called me to tell me that I was now eligible and someone had nominated me, so it was very exciting. And, you know, they do a vote, so it's actually your peers, which is makes it even more special. The other presidents and the Hall of Famers in the area vote from the Midwest Division, so it was really nice. It's a real honor. Yeah, thanks.
And you were telling me a few moments ago that, you know, it's been so much fun for you. You know, after you got done playing, you immediately got into this coaching career, which has been going on for a while now. And, you know, you told me you've been coaching essentially since you were 16?
Yes. Actually, I started teaching when I was 16 years old. I don't know if you've been in this area long enough to remember, but actually where Nick Abraham's car dealership is, that used to be a tennis facility. Huh. And it was really neat. I think I spent most of my childhood there. And actually, it was wonderful. I grew up in that building right there, and I played a lot of tennis. But I also told you that I needed to teach a little tennis to pay for all the hours I was playing. So it actually worked out really well for me. So my career just kept going from there. I just always knew that teaching tennis and the tennis industry is where I would end up. And sure enough, here I am today. So, yeah.
What came easier for you? I'm always curious to ask people who go from playing to coaching. Was mm-hmm. one harder than the other?
Well, playing is definitely harder.
Sure.
And trying to make it on the pro tour is definitely harder because you need the finances in order to be able to maintain staying on until you start winning. Mm-hmm. And it takes a while to learn to do that. So that probably wasn't in the cards for me at the time. But I did have a lot of fun playing over the years, and I was a nationally ranked player, and I really enjoyed playing junior tennis. But teaching and working with kids and helping them advance their skills and their life was actually something that always was interesting to me. So,
sure. Yeah. Both rewarding in different ways, I'm
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Now, you had told Sean Bennett with the Chronicle-Telegram about a month or so ago that, you know, some of the great stories that have come from you being inducted into the Hall of Fame have really kind of brought out all these stories from the past of all these kids that you've taught over the years, and it's helped you kind of reconnect with some of them, and that kind of refreshed your memory a little bit with some of these great stories that all these kids have produced. Can you share some of those? Because you've taught so many kids over the years that I'm sure they've gone on to do so many great things, both on the court and off.
Yeah, I would love to. Actually, you know, social media is a wonderful thing, right? Because I probably wouldn't have connected with all of those kids had I not been on social media. But I think that over the years, being on social media and them seeing my even the Hall of Fame, they've reached out to me, and they're now successful adults in both their careers, and they have families. And, you know, you start thinking back of all the years of the camps that you ran. And, you know, we did some really awesome things with the United States Tennis Association because we received so many grants. So that was really nice, too.
Good stuff. Well, and I think it's a lot of fun, too, to go back in time and find out just how much fun and how successful you've been in teaching these kids and how much fun they had along the way as well. But, you know, I know that a week or 2 weeks, rather, from this coming Thursday, it'll be a lot of fun for you because, A, you're being inducted into the Hall of Fame, but there's also another event that's going on that same weekend, right, or the week leading up to it.
Yes. Actually, that's the men's and women's pro tournament in Cincinnati, and it's the Western and Southern tennis tournament, and it's very exciting. They're doing the induction the night of the quarterfinals of the men's tournament, so it's very nice. They're going to have a dinner, and then we'll have an opportunity to watch the matches, so I'm really excited about that. We have a lot of people from our community going, so some of them I've never had an opportunity to be at a pro match before, so it's really exciting. Yeah.
That'll be a fun experience.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, that'll be a very fun experience. Again, Mary Herrick joining us here in studio. 2 weeks from this coming Thursday, she's going to be inducted into the United States Professional Tennis Association Midwest Division Hall of Fame. And, boy, you know, it's a lot of fun to go back and read the story that Sean had did on you about a month and a half ago. And essentially, you mentioned to Sean that you're still teaching tennis 6 days a week, and that's in addition to a number of other responsibilities. So you have a lot on your plate, no doubt about that. You mentioned the summer programs are a big part of what you do, too. But you're also president of the Blessing House Board in Lorain and a board member for the Christ Child Society of Cleveland. Is free time in your vernacular at all? Do you have any free time?
Well, I told you, you know, when you're being inducted into the Hall of Fame, you kind of look at these things and you think, I need to run as fast as I can and get done all the things I want to do. You know, it just seems as though it's very important at this time. One of my goals is I am also a certification tester for the United States Professional Tennis Association. So I spend a lot of my time right now working with the Parks and Recreation Departments, and we run programs, but we're also training high school and college students to teach the sport of tennis. And USPTA is now doing an accreditation program with the colleges so that young teaching professionals or people that would like to have a career in tennis will be able to go to college and be certified out of college and be ready to go right into a teaching career. So to me, that's really important because that really is how the game will grow. The game will never grow if you don't have qualified teachers and people that really have a passion for the game and are good ambassadors. So that's really my job now. At this point, that's kind of my focus. So, yeah.
You've been associated with a lot of really cool events as well. You mentioned to me about 10 minutes ago some of the really fascinating things that you've been a part of. What, between Nickelodeon and the Rock Hall? I mean,
yeah.
You guys have had a lot of fun with a lot of these events. Explain the whole Rock Hall excursion. Yeah. It sounded like a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you a really funny story. I don't know if you remember or not, but I don't know what year it was, but there was a front cover of Sports Illustrated that actually said, "Is tennis dying?" And the USTA was kind of in a little bit of a panic, like, no, we're not dying, you know, this sport is the greatest sport. And, you know, so they decided to do this very big blitz, a marketing blitz. And they were giving $25,000 to major cities that they had decided to give them to. And at the time, I was actually the president of Northeast Ohio Tennis Association. I was like, wait a minute, Cleveland's not on that list. Why is Cleveland not on that list? So we were in the middle of a snowstorm, and I remember driving to Detroit because Detroit was on the list. And the guy from USTA came there, and he's giving this big speech, this big town hall meeting to everybody in Detroit about tennis and growth and how they're going to give them all this money. And at the end, he said, and if you don't do a good job, there's a lady sitting right here from Cleveland, Ohio, and she wants your money. And I think that he felt so great that I drove so far that they gave us the money. So, yes, we ran several events here. We did a family fest out at Lorain County Community College, and Nickelodeon brought in all of their characters in a big truck, and we had a wonderful time with that with the children. And then we did an event out at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that was not long after the Rock Hall had first opened, and we actually set up nets out on the plaza, and we taught free tennis lessons, and that was really great. So I think if I had one event that I would tell you was probably my favorite of all the years, it was probably that we taught tennis, little tennis, at the U.S. Open in New York City.
Wow.
To little kids. And it was just really a lot of fun to be out there on the plaza at the U.S. Open and be able to teach all the kids out there. You know, just the more exposure that kids have to the game, it's just such a wonderful lifetime sport. So it was a lot of fun.
Tennis is one of those truly generational sport. You can keep playing it throughout your entire life.
I mean, look at me.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. You were not going to say that.
No, I was going to say, I've even been known to get on a tennis court every once in a while. So, I mean, that's kind of the beautiful thing about tennis. From a young age to an older age, you can keep with the sport.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many people come out to the club. I teach at Avon Oaks, and I run programs in the parks, and they'll come out and say, I played before I had kids, or I played high school tennis. You know, is there any way I can get back in? And they start playing again. And tennis is kind of fun because you can travel and you can take your racket with you, and it only takes an hour to get a really good workout, and you can play all your life. So it's really a lot of fun. Yeah.
Do you remember where your love for tennis really kind of first began? Everybody's kind of got that first defining moment when they really realized, hey, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to really put all my effort in to excel at.
Yeah, really, this is kind of a neat story because I grew up in Elyria, Ohio, and there was a gentleman there at the Parks and Rec Department. His name was Jim Rakestraw, and he was my first coach. And he actually coached Elyria High School at that time. And my parents were both working, And I remember getting a brochure for the Parks and Rec Department program. I was 11 years old. And I thought, you know, I'm going to take baton twirling and tennis. And I went out and I started playing tennis and I just absolutely loved it. And I think it was the end of that summer that Jim Rakestraw actually handed a yearbook to my parents that was Northeast Ohio Tennis Association tennis tournaments. And he goes, you know, I think your daughter needs to start playing in some tournaments. And I just loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. And I honestly have been that way all my life. So, and then there were several people in our community, and I think it's important to note this, is that there were several people in our community that gave back to me and helped me along the way with my career. For example, there was a gentleman as I started progressing that used to play tennis with me all the time because the adults always played with me. And one day he looked at my parents and said, hey, you know, there's something in the tennis can back there for your daughter. And I walked back there and here was a check for $1,000. Wow. And he said, I'd like to help you play tournaments.
That's cool.
You know? And then Wilson Racket Sports, they sponsored me when I was young. So I had free rackets and free equipment. So all along the way, there was always somebody putting out a hand and saying, hey, let's help her get a little further and a little further. And it really was a wonderful thing. And I try to do that now in my life just because I know how important that was, you know, when I was young. So it's a fun thing to do. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. And I know that kind of ties into what your role is with the Blessing House as well. We were talking about some things associated with the Blessing House off air, but exciting times at the Blessing House right now.
Oh, my gosh. I just talk about a passion. I have a real passion when we start talking about the Blessing House. If you're not familiar with the Blessing House, there are two absolutely wonderful women that are the founders, Sister Mary Berrigan and Donna Humphrey, two women who have worked very, very hard to provide an unbelievable service to the children and families in our community. Blessing House serves as a safety net for children and families in crisis. It is a voluntary home, so if people have a problem in their family and they want to bring their child over and bring their child there to stay in a safe place while they take care of whatever crisis or problems they're having, they can always come back and get their child when they're done. It's just wonderful. And so it's 15 years old right now. This is the 15th year, and we can take care of 10 children at the Blessing House, and we have a waiting list every week of probably 20 to 60 children. And so we are building a new Blessing House. It's going to be a 16,000 square foot building. It will house 28 children. We have so much support from the community, and we're very excited about it.
Awesome yes. stuff.
Yeah, man. Really
very,
good.
Very, very awesome.
Very nice.
I've got to ask you this as well. So,
okay.
You know, we got to talking about 10 or 15 minutes before we started the interview, and you were explaining to me about how you've been back up in the area for just over 20 years, but mm-hmm. you had left, and, you know, you've been all over the place, but you were down in Naples, Florida,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, boy, that's fascinating, because usually when people go down to Florida from Ohio, they never end up coming back.
Yeah,
they end
that's
up liking
true.
It down there so much, but not only have you come back, you stayed here, you know, for well over 20 years. So, you know, what is it about this area that's kept you here for so long and, you know, allowed you to do some of the things you clearly love to do?
It's home.
Okay.
It's that simple. It's home. Mm-hmm. My family is here. My parents were here. They passed away 2 years ago, but this is home for me. And so it's very important to me to give back to the community and to be part of the community. And I always laugh with Sister Mary Berrigan and Donna. I always tell them I'm riding on their coattails. Mm-hmm. But as they go through the community and help all of our families in our community, it's just really important to me at this point in my life to be able to give back to people the way people gave to me when I was young. And so I am really blessed to be here. I'm so happy to be in this community. We have just wonderful people. And I'm looking forward to building that Blessing House.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, 2 weeks from this coming Thursday, we mentioned the Hall of Fame. Not your first go around with this whole Hall of Fame process. Have you thought about the speech you're going to put together and all that sort of thing?
I don't know, but you know, I have a wonderful daughter who is a tennis player as well, and she actually played for Carnegie Mellon. She was a real good player. She was an All-American at Carnegie Mellon. I'm sure she's going to help me put that speech together. She played tennis, and her husband are flying in, so I'm really looking forward to them being part of the ceremony, too. I have a 5-year-old grandson, and I'm really looking forward to it. So, yeah.
Very
be a
good.
Lot of fun. Thank you.
Nice. Well, Mary, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming in studio. Congratulations on a second Hall of Fame bid. That's
Yay.
Fantastic. And all the success that's come as a result. But again, we appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mary. Again, Mary Herrick joining us here in studio 2 weeks from this coming Thursday. She's going to be inducted into the United States Professional Tennis Association Midwest Division Hall of Fame. Should be a lot of fun.